Hypothetically, by Triss Hawkeye, narrated by Rhea314. Fandom, Nirvana and Fire. Relationships: Xiao Jingrui and Yin Yujin. Lin Xu or Mei Changsu or Su Zhe and Yin Yujin. Wu Nihuang and Yin Yujin. Well, between your father and my mother, I imagine we have the full story then. Jingrui said, tucking his hands behind his back and gazing skywards. I suppose we do. I still think you're the top of the list for worst birthday party, but the Emperor certainly comes in at a strong second place. Yujin looked around. Not that their usual riverside haunt was much frequented by passers-by, but he'd rather they not be overheard discussing such a serious subject with such flippancy. As for Jingrui, he gave a soft huff of laughter at the comment, and Yujin was relieved that he was able to do so after the passage of a year from that particular incident. Still, there's one thing that I haven't quite worked out. Jingrui tilted his head in query, and Yujin found himself smiling helplessly back at him. The time spent apart had changed them both, but there was still a space at his side that Jingrui slotted back into as easily as if he'd never left, and something felt whole and right with the world to have him there again. Well, it's something that Su Xiong said, detailing the actions of Commander Lin, and then afterwards, when he alone was summoned to a private audience with the Emperor. Father and I have suspected for a while that he had a particular agenda, and if this was it... Jingrui hummed in agreement. It was interesting. When Mother and I approached Prince Jing with a confession, Sir Su was there. And the prince said that we could consider the two of them the same. He had that much trust in the man. We realized that he must have been an insider to the case somehow. That maybe this was his plan all along. If so, well, maybe he was a survivor. Maybe someone we all thought was dead was still alive all along. Maybe. The two of them shared a significant look, and Yujin nodded. I have strong suspicions about who he is. I also have an excellent way for us to find out for sure. But it'll only work once. I will need to time it right. A knowing smile crept onto Jingrei's face. Yujin, what mischief are you planning? Well, first of all, we're going to pay a visit to the Su residence. I suppose you two want all the gossip from yesterday if you've come to visit me today. Mei Changsu looked exhausted, which was not unusual, though if he was irritated by Yujin and Jingrui dropping by, he was sufficiently good-humored not to show it. He gave Yujin a particularly expectant look and began to pour tea. We heard that it was a long and difficult day, and particularly demanding for you, Sir Su. Jingrui replied, clearly determined to be polite and kind, despite being in on Yujin's plan. Naturally, we were concerned for your health. It's good to see you are well enough for company. And naturally, Su Xiong knows me well enough to know that I absolutely do want all the gossip from yesterday as well. Yujin added, to a fond shake of the head from Jingrui. Although, as thanks in advance for you humoring us, I'll share with you something interesting I learned recently. Oh, really? Yujin nodded magnanimously as Mei Changsu passed him a cup. The fascinating things I discovered simply from a chance conversation with Prince Ji. He took a sip of tea and watched Mei Changsu pick up his own cup. Of course, he didn't name any specific names, but it was rather easy for me to deduce who he meant. He leaned in conspiratorially, and Mei Changsu's eyebrows raised ever so slightly as he brought his cup to his lips. In the corner of Yujin's vision, he saw Jingrui lean in as well, eyes sparkling with anticipation. If I had happened, as was expected apparently, to have been born a girl, the cup tilted mid-sip, I would have been betrothed to none other than Lin Xu. Tea sprayed across the room, and Mei Cangsu descended into a fit of coughing. "You have to admit, Yujin, that was a little mean." Jingrei couldn't keep the smile out of his voice, though, as he patted Mei Cangsu, or rather Lin Shu's back. His coughing had died down, as had his spluttering but ultimately ineffective denials, though he was still periodically emitting furious wheezes. "Well, consider it my own way of getting a little payback for your birthday last year, then," Yujin said primly. "And Lin Shuge now knows an interesting fact about our lives he never would have learned otherwise. I feel like we all win here." The much changed but delightfully alive Lin Shu gave another wheeze, and maybe now Yujin could recognize in his eyes something of the slightly murderous look he used to give the younger boys if they got too annoying during their childhood. "How is that useful information for me, Yujin?" "I think it's the kind of detail that can only serve to bring our families closer together in friendship, hypothetical husband of mine."
No. You don't get to use that address with me," Lin Shu shot back. "You'd have to fight Ni Huang first."
In a moment of fortuitous timing, Li Gong chose that moment to burst in with an apologetic bow. "Apologies for the interruption, Chief. Princess Mu Ni Huang has arrived to pay a visit." Lin Shu and Jingrei turned to fix their gaze upon Yujin. Yujin gave a wide smile. "You know, you can always ask me to spar, and I won't hold back, Yujin," Ni Huang said, staring at him down the line of her outstretched sword as they stood across from each other in the Su Manor courtyard. "No need to make up outlandish reasons to challenge me to a duel." "What a harsh accusation, Ni Huang Jie. I wouldn't make up such a thing. Besides, we both know I wouldn't be able to beat you in a normal fight. But perhaps fighting for something important will give me the edge I need to finally defeat you." Ni Huang raised her eyebrows dubiously, even as she fought to hold back a laugh. "Like the hypothetical hand in marriage of Lin Shu?"
"Like the hypothetical hand in marriage of Lin Shu," Yujin grinned.
"Well, if that is what I'm defending, I certainly won't go easy on you." With a shout, Ni Huang leapt toward him, and Yujin rapidly found himself fending off her strikes with every ounce of strength he had. He ducked backwards, gaining himself a little extra space to go on the offensive, which she deflected easily. The courtyard rang with the clash of their swords as they spun toward and away from each other. Yujin outmatched, but holding his own, at least for the moment, waiting for the levity of the situation to cause him an opportunity he could use to his advantage.
"They're fighting for your hand in marriage."
The Crown Prince's deep tones of confusion carried into the fray of their battle. Evidently he had arrived not long after Ni Huang. Yujin pulled a face at her, though didn't dare look away.
"Hypothetically," Jingrei added helpfully.
Lin Shu sighed. "It's complicated."
"It's not that complicated,"
Yujin objected, leaping away for a second to catch his breath.
"Jingrei, you explain it."
Jingrei indulged him and began to tell the story to Prince Jing, while Yujin flung himself back into the fight, his arm aching from Ni Huang's relentless onslaught, but striking hard where he could, causing her to tighten her guard. He parried two more blows and narrowly missed a strike at her side, when a slight misstep caused him to stumble, at which Ni Huang immediately flung him backwards. Unable to catch himself in time, Yujin tumbled onto the floor, rolling onto his shoulder as he landed and not quite managing to make it back to his feet before he found Ni Huang's blade at his throat.
"Ah, yeah, so bloodthirsty," he groused.
"Do you want to go another round, huh?" Ni Huang snapped back with a steely smile.
"Ladies, please," Lin Shu called over in a tired deadpan. "How about I hypothetically marry both of you?"
Yujin laughed and got to his feet, brushing himself down.
"I've improved, haven't I, Ni Huang Jie? But don't worry, I'll make do with being concubine."
He offered her a winning smile.
"Say, if I fought that well at your suitor tournament the other year, do you think I would have stood a chance?"
Ni Huang smirked as she sheathed her sword. Don't push your luck. As hypothetical wife of the household, I'll be sure to make your life a nightmare.
Ah, Jie Jie, have mercy.
Well, that all went better than I could have expected, Eugene said happily, as he and Jingrei made their way back to the Yan Manor, disinclined to overstay their welcome at the Su residence, with both Princess Ni Huang and Prince Jing there to see Lin Su. A combination Eugene was quite happy to leave undisturbed, despite his joking attempts to insert himself into Lin Shu's hypothetical love life. Before they left, though, Lin Shu had extracted a promise from the two of them not to speak to anyone else about his identity. He would have any necessary conversations with trusted people himself. But as far as the general populace were concerned, Lin Shu was dead and would stay that way. It seems that, even now, Ni Huangjie and Lin Suko won't be able to get married, Jingrei mused. Eugene nodded sagely. The future remains uncertain for them. Though I'm sure they'll figure something out. Still, it does mean that poor hypothetical girl me probably isn't going to end up marrying Lin Shuguge either, alas. A shame. Maybe she marries Prince Jing instead? Eugene snorted. Oh, could you imagine? Me growing up to be empress. I don't know. I don't think he would pay enough attention to me. I'd get too jealous of other people. He waggled his eyebrows significantly, making Jingrei giggle. No, court life isn't for me. I'd want to marry someone who took me places, who liked my company, who'd do everything with me. He felt his mouth go dry inexplicably. Hey, Jingrei, would you marry me? For a moment, Jingrei looked surprised. And then he grinned and wrapped an arm around his shoulders. Eugene, I'd marry you in a heartbeat. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.